This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. We're in Las Vegas for CES 2023, but this event is far more than the latest TVs and tech gadgets. This is a place where the world's leading innovators unveil their newest tech-enabled products, including those in Ag Bioscience, the largest of which is John Deere. Last year, the company unveiled their new autonomous tractor at the event, and this year they are back with new innovations focused on driving results for farmers. Joining us to explore what's ahead for John Deere and what it means for Ag Bioscience is Deanna Kovar, Vice President of Production and Precision Ag Production Systems at John Deere. Deanna, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Great to be here.
It is absolutely amazing, Deanna. We're standing in the John Deere booth at CES. We see a giant sprayer. We see lots of people and an incredible amount of energy coming out of this morning's keynote from John Deere CEO John May. Deanna, I have so admired you for so long. We've worked together, known you for about a decade now, seen your career grow. Before we get into the giant announcement that happened today from John Deere, talk about the future of Ag Bioscience, we have to learn more about your story. So give us a view of who is Deanna Kovar?
Awesome. Yeah, well, it's been great to know you in a lot of your different roles too, Mitch. It's always a great conversation. But I've been with John Deere for 22 years. I'm a graduate of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, so I'm a Badger. I grew up on a dairy farm in southeastern Wisconsin, and through my 22 years at Deere, I've spent about a decade very focused on our dealer channel across the U.S., and then my second decade was really focused on precision agriculture, both here in North America, but also globally, both the products that we created, the dealer engagement that we had to make dealers ready to sell and support this kind of technology for farmers everywhere. And then over the last few years, I've been in the role of Vice President of Production and Precision Ag Production Systems. And that's a mouthful, but my role and my team really focus on what are the products and solutions that customers need to solve the biggest challenges on their farm globally. We're focused on corn, soy, cotton, sugarcane, and small grains globally. And it's really an honor and privilege to be here today at CES and talk about what is happening for real in agriculture with technology and where we're headed.
I so love the passion that I saw on stage today from you, from John May, from Jamie Hindman, the entire crew, Julian Sanchez, talking about solving real problems with real tech to make a real impact. Now, you made a giant announcement on stage today. You made the announcement. Share more about what John Deere is announcing here and what it means for the future of Ag Bioscience.
Yeah, well, today we revealed our ExactShot technology. And ExactShot is really the next step forward in the application of starter fertilizer. We all know that farmers are focused on both the economics, agronomics, and the environmental sustainability of their operations. And ExactShot is an answer to helping in all three of those areas because it allows us to, instead of putting an entire stream of starter fertilizer down, farmers are now just able to dose it onto the seed and give it just the shot it needs to come out of the ground and emerge and into a healthy and sustainable plant. And it's a great opportunity and it's just the start. There's lots of ways we think ExactShot can be leveraged into the future and in other biotechnologies that are coming on the market. And what's even cooler is the basis of this technology is ExactApply, which comes off of the sprayer. So this is our opportunity to continue to leverage these technologies from job to job and bring them out as fast as possible because farmers need them.
It was incredible today during the keynote at CES 2023. The only audible gasp that I heard in the entire show today has been when Julian Sanchez from John Deere talked about this giant sprayer that we see in front of us and said it's life size. And we can do ExactShot at up to 10 miles an hour. Absolutely incredible. Now, this evolution that John Deere has been on, the smart industrial strategy that John May has talked much about, share with us more about what that smart industrial strategy actually means and how are folks seeing it in the field and on the farm?
Yeah, well, really at the heart of the smart industrial strategy was putting farmers at the center of everything we do. We used to be organized around the products that John Deere created, think tractors and combines and sprayers, but we recognize that the next opportunities in agriculture were likely in between the jobs that farmers are doing. And in order to unlock that value, we had to really start driving and thinking and organizing ourselves at the system level. And so we organize the entire company around our customers, the farmers, and their production systems, and thinking about not only how can we help them plant better and spray better and harvest better, but also how can we think about the whole system of growing corn or soybeans, and think about how John Deere can help in each step and across all of the steps. At the same time, we recognized that we weren't as efficient as we could be in creating technology, because we had technology being created in all different parts of our company. And so at the same time as we organized our products around our production systems, corn and soy, small grains, cotton and sugar, we also said, let's get all the tech in one place. And we created our CTO, Jamie Hyman, his position and his organization. If there's any tech being created at John Deere, it's in his organization, and we're leveraging it across as many different jobs and systems as possible. And then finally, we had a recognition that we could do better, both with traditional ways, but also through technology, to help farmers with the life cycle of their equipment and their technology. And so we created a third pillar to our strategy with our life cycle group, who's only thinking about, once the farmer owns it, how do we make sure they're getting the most out of it, getting the outcomes they expect, and that when they go to the shed to pull out their tractor, it's ready to run.
I think this is the piece that's so powerful when we look at the John Deere story, is you've often described agriculture, production agriculture, is outdoor manufacturing. And you look at the need for innovation in that, it's a multivariate problem that's really hard to solve, really hard to isolate variables. Great innovation always begins with what problem you're trying to solve. And as I stand here before this sprayer, as we heard Jamie talk about and you talk about earlier today, what are some of those problems? Seriously, we know that sustainability is a component of it, but there's also a profitability component. Talk more about this challenge that John Deere seeks to solve on behalf of the farmer.
Yeah, well, growing up in agriculture, I have a love for everything we do. But one of the other things that gets me excited about the future is the idea that we are at the intersection of economic and environmental benefit. And there are very few things we're working on at John Deere that aren't at the intersection of both of those. And that's really important, because we can come up with all the ideas we want, but if they don't pay back for the farmer, we know adoption's not going to be there. So we've got a huge focus on making sure we're precise in everything we do, and how can we help farmers lower their impact both economically and environmentally. And that's through the precise placement of inputs, the doing an even better job at harvest of gathering the crop, and making sure we're creating that data and insights that allows farmers to make even better decisions in the future. Because we've collected a ton of data, we've now got great visualization tools in the John Deere Operations Center, and the next step is really to tie together each of those steps and help farmers make even better decisions in the future.
We're talking with Deanna Kovar, Vice President of John Deere at CES 2023. And now, Deanna, as we look back in time, John Deere has made some big moves. Acquisition of Blue River, acquisition of Bear Flag, really in that autonomy and computer vision technology. A big move earlier this year with Crizal around, around electricity. How are we seeing some of those technologies being woven into the next era of equipment?
Yeah, you're right. We've made some big moves, but we've made big moves before that too. And I think there's one that's critically important to this whole story, and that's in 1997 when John Deere invested in Navcom, and we decided that GPS would be so critical to the future of farming that it needed to be in-house and part of everything we do. And that was one of the biggest moves John Deere made in the last couple of decades. We can go all the way back to that Waterloo Boy thing if we want, but I think this all started with Navcom and GPS technology, the Starfire network. It is a differentiating opportunity for us to help farmers every day through the entire system. I'm actually standing here looking at the original Green Star display on a shelf behind you, Mitch. You'll have to get a picture of that for your listeners. That we call it the ham and eggs, because there's a green circle with the orange dome that looks like an egg yolk on it. But anyway, that was a big move, huge impact over the last 20 years. I know that Blue River and Bear Flag are going to have the same impact. Blue River has been, for the last 5 years, a huge part of our tech journey. delivering both the perception system for our autonomous solutions, delivering the camera and compute system for See and Spray. They are at the heart of what we're doing. They're bringing some of the greatest minds, not in agriculture alone, but some of the greatest minds in perception systems and camera and compute and machine learning together with the people who know how equipment works and at John Deere. And that's the See and Spray sprayer. I mean, we've got fingerprints from lots of different groups. King Agro, another acquisition we made, carbon fiber boom manufacturer. We would not be able to do what See and Spray can do from a weight perspective without King Agro. And that's a King Agro boom on the See and Spray Ultimate Sprayer as well. And so plus the application sprayer engineers who know how solution systems work, who knew that if we turn the nozzle to point backwards, we could give ourselves literally milliseconds, the milliseconds we needed in order to be able to drive 12 miles an hour with that sprayer.
Let's build on that, Deanna, because I think the story that I heard this morning from John May, probably one of the most bold proclamations I've ever heard from a public company CEO. John shared that the innovation Deere will bring to market over the balance of this decade will rival the transformation that took place when John Deere first started making tractors back in 1918. Really builds off the tech story, the innovation story you just mentioned. But what's ahead, Deanna? What can we begin to think through what this next chapter of ag bioscience looks like with John Deere?
Yeah, you know, John's last line of the keynote was, and we're just getting started. And there's no doubt in my mind that what's ahead of us is way, way bigger than what's behind us, from the ability to help our farmers be more productive, more profitable, and more sustainable. And that's because we're at the intersection of some of the most technologically advanced advancements that are happening out there, right? If you think about what's happening in camera technology, if you think about what's happening in vehicle edge computing, if you think about what's happening with IoT and connectivity, we are at the cusp of being able to bring together the intersection of all those things and the knowledge that farmers have to really start making better decisions and to move from making them before I pull into the field to making them as I drive through the field, to make sure we're doing it in the most near real-time opportunity that we can. That's what you see with See and Spray. You know, today See and Spray sprays weeds. I can guarantee you part of what was going through John's mind when he said the next decade is See and Spray will do more than just spray weeds in that decade. We've revealed autonomous tillage. I can guarantee you that we will do more than just till autonomously. And so this opportunity at the intersection of all of the history and adoption of technology that farmers have done for 20 years, plus everything that the rest of the tech industry is bringing, is what is going to drive that comment and why I'm so confident that he's right. That he is right, and we're going to deliver on that promise. And what farmers can do today is adopt the technologies that are out there, because the technologies that are out there today are the foundation for everything we're doing. Our autonomous tractor runs with AutoPath at the heart of it, with AutoTrack at the heart of it. It is monitored on the John Deere Operations Center. So there's so many tools that are out there for farmers today to get involved and to engage in, to be ready for these next decade of tremendous tech advancements.
Now, Deanna, last question. We are at CES 2023. We are surrounded by the latest in innovation, not just in ag bioscience, but in consumer tech and automotive tech. Zoom out with me, if you will, just a moment. What can we see for the future of ag bioscience, not just with Deere, but all across the economy, all across this world? Where do these worlds begin to come together, and what does the next chapter look like?
Yeah, well, you know, I think why we're privileged in agriculture is we get the opportunity to go find these technologies. At John Deere, we're constantly scanning well outside of our industry to look for those next technologies that might have an application in agriculture that we can bring together. And so, you know, from an ag bioscience standpoint, there is a tremendous amount of investment going in to help all of us do it even better than we have, and that's not going to stop. And we are going to leverage these technologies from every industry, whether that's automotive, personal home entertainment, all of them, to make sure that farmers can have the data they need, the insights they need, and the real-time execution of jobs in the field at a pace and a standpoint that hasn't been done in the past.
Deanna, it is so good to see you. She is Deanna Kovar, Vice President of Production and Precision Ag Production Systems at John Deere. Deanna, thanks for spending time.
Thanks, Mitch. It's so great. And Hello, everyone in Indiana.
Oh, we love it. We love it. Deanna, thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library of archived episodes and give us a review. Don't forget, you can learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier from CES 2023. Saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.